I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. God, you're whining about everything today.
You're whining.
You're insane. It's you the whole time. Vinny, tell everyone what the truth is.
Well,
take my side for once.
Oh, my God.
For once, have my back.
I've taken your side a million times. I don't know what this thing is. You're mad at me 99% of the time. I love you 99% of the time.
Oh, my God.
And somehow I'm the one.
You are the one.
Right, that loves you 99% of the time.
Is this you taking my side? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what's happening here. The point I'm making is I'm always on your side.
Okay, so then back me up. Bryn, you're super whiny. You're so whiny today.
Whiny? I was just doing some work and you're tripping out on trying to rush through things. Still saving. There's no way we can record while we're saving.
I have to say that one time I crossed Bryn. And he was waiting down in the parking lot, and I was like, "Oh, what is your deal, dude?"
This is what
you're gonna use, and he's standing right there, like in a fight posture, and I'm like, "Well, I gotta go, so I'm just gonna." So I hit the gas, and I drive right at him. He jumps in the air, kicks through the windshield into my mouth, and shatters all my teeth.
Oh, is that what happened?
That's what happened.
That's why he has perfect teeth.
Right.
And that's why he always takes your side.
Right.
I see.
Yes.
Now I understand. I have to do is some kind of leap of death over the top of your car and take out both your eyeballs.
Right.
And then you'll always be on my side.
You got it.
Sarah, why is this always a fight? It's not like whose side. We're all one team
here.
That's
the guy who kicked my teeth out.
Oh, my God.
You fucking crossed me, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We can swear. I literally just jumped a little bit inside when you said that.
Well, let's make sure we're not. Are we
can you
in
check
audition?
Those program
yeah,
buses,
let's
please.
Let's make sure we're not in program.
I literally just looked at all of the things when nobody's in program.
All right.
Freaking me out, bro.
Oh, boy. Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Friday. Motherfucking Friday. It's the 8th of October, 2021. Just in case you were wondering what day it was. So all of these will drop today if you understand how it works, hopefully.
Do we?
I don't even really understand how it works, but I get sick of explaining it because I'm like, I'm saying things I don't even understand.
Well, we were told this is how we're going to do it. There's a reason. We don't know why.
Yeah.
But that's how it works. And
it's how it works, man.
Be a good little
doobie. We're awesome doobies. I have to say, we
never gripe and bitch and moan.
Oh, God. Us?
Right.
That's the one thing everyone always says about them. God, they're so amenable to
right.
every idea.
All the time.
Yeah. Boy, they're never just wanting to leave. I just want to go home unscathed. Is that so wrong? Like, I don't want to be in something that I got to think about all weekend.
Well, what's our motto?
I don't want no trouble.
We don't want no trouble.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm reading some text right now that just came in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they're listening to the previous break from this morning.
Okay.
And 415 says, therapist here, doing great, bad advice. Keep it up.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And then 952, sorry, small.
I was going to say, maybe you should make the font bigger.
952 says, Bay Area therapist here. I love the Secret Show and know lots of therapists who do.
All right.
I've been thinking about sending my own problem.
Oh, please do. Wow. We're going to therapize the therapist.
We would love to take on your problem. Please send them along.
Do you remember on Arrested Development when Tobias decided he was going to be, he's an analyst and a therapist.
Yes.
And he became an analrapist.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw it written out and it looked like anal rapist.
Right.
And it was so... I said that all the time. I gotta go see my analrapist.
Yeah, he is. That show is. It's not Seinfeld, but there were so many things happening at once on each show. There were so many different things happening that it did have that element of like it's jam packed full of laughs.
It's so good, and there were just so many funny, weird characters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Bob Loblaw. Come on,
Bob Loblaw is the best. And it's Chachi of all people.
It's Chachi. I know. There's all kinds of, like, I actually think that it's some of Portia de Rossi's finest work. Like, I used to love her on Ally McBeal, where she was the Ice Queen. And then she's, like, so perfect as this dumb, beautiful girl
mm-hmm.
who's, like, just trying to get her mother's approval and dad's approval. Like, she's just.
I can't go visit dad in jail. Can you imagine me in jail? And she goes in there and no one notices her.
No one cares.
And
I think right she wears a shirt that says slut across the front of it.
She goes in. She's trying to be sort of, you know, let me keep this undercover. And then no one notices her. And she goes to her dad. I got to go shopping. I'll be back. And then she goes and sluts it up.
Oh, that's when the slut shirt comes out. I see. Yeah.
So stupid.
It's so funny. And she named her kid Maybe. Like, it's the funniest, almost awesome.
If you haven't seen Arrested Development yet. Please, I think it's Netflix. Is that what it's on?
I think it does live on Netflix. And there's another season of it now that I haven't even watched yet.
Me neither.
Why haven't we watched it?
I'll tell you why. Because for some stupid reason, that show got canceled and it lost its momentum.
Yeah, that's it.
And that was the problem. And then they went and found other stuff to do. And Bateman, I mean, that guy does nothing but work.
I know. He's the same character in everything.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm waiting on Ozark right now, though.
I know. But it's done.
Oh, and by the way.
Oh, my God.
Can you fucking watch Ted Lasso already?
We're watching it this weekend.
Tonight's the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
And on Monday, we're going to give spoiler alerts because it is on.
God.
Like, we are going to talk about it. And Survivor,
and for the
I guess.
Record, I would say... Just so you know,
all right.
In my opinion, the worst episode of the whole season is the first episode.
Is that so?
Yep.
All right. Well, it was funny. I was watching Seth Meyers yesterday. It would have been Wednesday night's episode.
Right.
And he had the guy who plays Roy Horn on, whose name is like, I don't know, Bill Burstein or something. I mm-hmm. can't even think of his name.
He's an English guy he's like an English comedian,
yeah.
But he's the writer on the show.
Which was such a fascinating thing to find. They talked about that a little bit, but I had my finger on the mute button just so I wouldn't get any spoilers,
right.
But they showed some clips of it and stuff. And they showed a clip of him with Jamie Tart. And apparently they're great friends in real life, and that anytime they do a one-on-one scene, it takes forever because they just fall apart laughing. And
good.
Just
I'm glad to hear that.
I know. It is sort of funny to hear. So I didn't want any spoilers, so I didn't wind up watching the whole interview, but it was great to see. He's much more attractive as mean Roy Horn than he is as friendly guy who writes the show. Like, he's sort of doofy. But then on the show, he's like...
No, that character's perfect.
It's mm-hmm. great, yeah. If you don't know
what
we're talking
about. And there's a lot coming up that you are going to enjoy of him
well,
this season.
Well, it starts tonight. We have a plan with Berkeley, who was watching it with us, and we can't wait to
go
and watch
it. I'm glad to hear it.
It's so good.
Yep.
So, and it's funny, I think I told you this. A couple weeks ago, I was like, I'm going to watch the first season of Ted Lasso again. And my son was out in the kitchen cooking something. I go, you know, have you heard of Ted Lasso? Have you watched? He hadn't watched it. I said, can you do me a favor? Watch the first 10 minutes of the first episode with me right now. And he sat down and he never got up. We watched the whole season. That's how great the show is.
Mm-hmm. It's
so
great.
And yeah. Look, I get it. Nobody wants to sign up for another subscription service. It's on Apple TV. I think you can get it as part of your that Apple One Pass or something. Like if you've already got Apple Music.
Oh, that full package?
Yeah, news. It gives you all the newspapers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's a pretty good deal. So I don't want to tell you how to spend your money.
In order
but...
to have the cloud so you can storage.
Yeah.
Like we just went, what are we doing? We've got all these separate things and we got the family package and the one thing and we got the TV and all of it. We saved a lot of money is what I'm stammering about.
Right. But in the end, you know, dump some other service that you have and get Apple TV because not only is that on there, but the morning show's on there.
Starts any minute, right?
Yes. Any minute. And I think it might start up right after
that show.
It's particularly for us. That show is great.
I liked it a lot. It is at a tipping point, though, and can go either way.
Yeah.
Like they really
nailed it
the
first season.
They have to be very careful where they go from here.
I know.
Otherwise, we're headed to Preachville. And I don't want to be preached
at. It'll be like the West Wing where some rousing speech at the end of every episode.
I think of Scandal with Kerry Washington.
Oh, I never watched that.
She's so beautiful and such a great actress. But that show that she did had 5 minute long, and it was her show.
Yeah.
So good for her. And I'm sure she was like, here's my Emmy. And maybe she did or didn't get one. But I couldn't stand sitting through those speeches.
It gets really old. Even if they're talking about things that you agree with, it's like pontificating just, ugh.
What?
Hey, I need to grab my coffee. Can you get your Zoom going while I run out of the room
real quick? Oh, me?
Yeah. I can't see you.
Right, I forgot we were still doing this.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
What? Okay.
My Zoom.
Looks like the morning show is already on. Season 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's playing. I think it's on episode 4 here.
Oh, my God. All right, cool. Well, I'll start that this weekend then. And then I'll know whether they blew it or went the right direction. So we'll see.
What'd I miss?
The morning show is already on, according to Bryn.
Really?
According
he says
to the
there's
internet.
There's 4 episodes already
there. Oh, that's
there.
Fantastic.
So I'll start that this weekend.
Oh, I'll...
Because I'm going
to
finish
it's
Ted
good to
Lasso
know I have
tonight.
That. Well, yeah, it's your last episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have last weekend's episode to watch, too?
I may have missed that one, too. Mm. I'm trying to think what... No.
Oh, so you're caught up.
Yeah, and don't even get me started, because I'll spoil it for you, and then you'll be all pissed off.
I won't be too pissed
you don't
off.
Want that.
I try to not... So, ever since I was embarrassingly mad at Bryn one time for sending me a thing that totally gave away all the... Like, everything you wouldn't want to know.
I was like a newbie. I think it was like...
You weren't that new.
Yeah,
he was really new.
He wasn't that new.
He was a baby.
I remember,
no.
Remember
he
that
could
system?
Barely say anything but cuckoo gaga.
That's right. Remember that system we used to have where I used to forward text onto the screen where you guys were the call screener?
Yes.
Yeah. And I would put up random texts as they come in. And
yeah, I remember
I knew
that.
You loved... I think it was like Big... Something.
It was Big Brother.
No, it was The Bachelor or some shit like
no,
that.
No, there's
some
no way I would have flipped out over The fucking
and then
Bachelor.
You
I don't care about that.
Flipped out. Because I put it up and you were off the air. You go, oh my God! What did you do that for? And I'm like,
Well, ever since then,
so
I've been
bad.
Trying. Oh, you poor fucking thing. Ever
oh,
since
thanks.
Then, I've really been trying to temper my reactions to things.
Look at the scar down the middle of him. It's like an open heart
surgery
scar. Oh,
that poor baby. See, that's one of my secret tricks I was telling you about earlier. It's, I know how to hurt you. I can do it.
Yeah, she flashes on you.
Mm. I'm trying to be... Look, I'm working on it all the time. I'm always a psycho bitch right under the surface. Always. In my head, you can't even fucking believe the things I think in my head. I can't even blame it. Sarah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I do worry about that.
You
Some
should.
Some of the stuff
you
that comes out of your mouth
should.
Makes me go, she's gnarly, man. That's... Jesus. I can't imagine what you don't say.
No, all kinds of stuff.
Yikes.
You know, you learn that stuff early. You learn to censor yourself. Can't stop the thoughts from coming, though. There ain't no thought police yet.
Well, you could just not have such incredibly gnarly thoughts.
You can't control the things.
Sure, you can.
No, you can't. I can't. Maybe you can, but I'll find myself walking down a path. I'm like, holy horror show. Damn. Especially when I first had kids, that's when my brain really went haywire on me. Like, every story I heard about a kid, I would picture my kid that happening to them and go down the, and be, and then I'd be like freaking out and anxious over something that never will happen, hasn't happened, isn't gonna happen. Like, it was, I actually was like, I need to go talk to someone about this.
Oh, you saw a shrink.
Well, I've seen a shrink a few times in my life, and it's great. And it's not, I don't really, you know.
Every parent has that, though. I've definitely thought, you know, I, my first kid who's ended up in the hospital twice now, I've definitely had bad thoughts there where I'm just like, I'm not going to be okay.
Right.
And then even the little one, I like her so much. I'm just like, there's no way I'm okay if something happens to these kids.
No, it's that is the big trade when you have kids. Like, all the other stuff, throw it aside. It's if something happens to that kid, it has also happened to you.
Right.
You,
goodbye, everybody.
You are ruined. I'm sure I've told you, this kid I went to high school with, I guess I probably shouldn't say his name. His first name's Peter. Look, this is a tragic story.
Oh, sheesh.
He divorced his wife. They had a couple kids, and they had a two-year-old daughter. And the two-year-old daughter was with the mom and drowned in a pool. And it was, and I don't know who's the fault, and everyone can yell at everyone
else.
Well,
you know whose fault. The mom was supposed to have the kid, right?
Yes. And there were other kids around, and it was just a tragic accident. That is, things like that do happen.
They do. You're right.
You know, I'm not blaming anybody for this, right? But there it is. It's happened. This two-year-old, beautiful little two-year-old girl, and she was adorable. Like, she'd be in her 30s now.
So what happened to Peter?
So I see Peter, and he's like a ghost of himself. And he's, you know, God, I'm so sorry. And he just looked at me in my face, and like, didn't have to be me. It could have been. He goes, I'm only 30 years old. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? How am I going to live the rest of my life? And I really just, I don't have an answer for the guy, but then, and that was before I had kids too. So I couldn't even begin to plumb the depths of what he must have been going through. He was like a war shadow, like a ghost, you know, like he'd just been through. I mean, it was just horrible. And I mean, there, you know, that show 6 Feet Under.
Yes.
And I loved that show. I loved every season. There were all kinds of great things. There was a line in that show that has stuck with me my entire rest of my life to this point, where they say, if you don't have parents, you're an orphan. If you lose your husband or wife, you're a widow or widower. There is no name for a parent who loses a child.
Ruined.
Ruined. It's
fucking hating life.
It's just too awful to put a name on it.
Yep.
You know, it's the wrong order of things. And that's, I think, part of the big problem.
To put it just plainly, because of alcoholism and what I went through and rebuilding my shit and putting it back together, I know myself pretty well. That's just part of that process of, you know, and when the missus and I were talking about having kids, the first kid even, I said to her, you don't understand, doing this will put me, compromise me in a way that I'm not capable of dealing with. You need to understand, I'll never be able to cope, even if there's just something wrong with the kid.
Right.
And I don't mean wrong like, you know, stupid. I mean like wrong like sick. Something really wrong.
Right.
And then our kid does have something wrong with her in terms of sickness. And I remember, and her and I have talked about it, and my kid and my missus keep stuff from me to keep me okay. Like, they have to. They have to go around dad in order to, and my daughter will even say to my wife,
Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Something's wrong, whatever. I don't feel right. But don't tell Dad. Because they can't. And you know why? It's because I fucking start crying. Like a fucking baby. Like I walked into the hospital to visit her that one time and was just burst. And she was like, Dad, I'm okay. And I was just like, well, I'm not.
I remember you saying one time that because Christina didn't go through that with you.
Right.
Like, and I only went through it peripherally. I mean, you're my workmate, so it wasn't like I was living in the house with you or really had a hand.
No, but you know enough to know that it was my dream to do what we were doing, and I was flushing it, and it wasn't by choice.
Well, and the thing was, because you're an addict, you weren't telling us what the hell was going on, and you'd always have an excuse. And,
right.
And even after you left, I heard wild stories about you.
I know.
Like, that turned out to not be the case at all. I think you came back and said, I'm a garden variety drunk.
Yeah.
You know, and meanwhile, I'd heard some stuff from some people that I was like, whoa.
Right.
You've got to be kidding me. And so just knowing what I knew about that was hard, and having seen it and been on the waiting for Vinny to show up end of things.
Right.
I can only imagine having been your girlfriend at the time.
Right.
And your mom and all these people who were there trying to help you. And I know that Christina didn't go through. So it's in a way, and you'd mentioned something like that. Like you had to say to her, you just don't know who
she
I can be.
She doesn't, and people don't. And there's, and
but
it's,
she still gets that there's
a problem. Sure.
But that there's things that you aren't going to be able to handle. Like, you've actually been really honest with her.
Yeah. Oh, my God. More so. And most of the time she's like, I don't know that about you.
Right. I don't know that you.
Right. All right.
I know this you.
Anyway, enough of our problems.
Okay.
Let's get on to somebody else's troubles.
God, we've been
But there's my resume. If you want to know why I'm good at this, that's why.
At what? Giving advice?
Yeah. So yeah. I fucked my own life up and then had to rebuild the goddamn thing.
All right. Let me see what I got here. We have enough time to do kind of a big one.
Sure.
Radio family, slurps all around, don't say my name. I'm in need of some unbiased advice to help me let go of some pain and anger I've been dealing with for a little over a year. Let me see if I can make this bigger. I can't see this. It's barely, hold on. I'm going to make it larger. Cut all this out.
Don't you have glasses on?
I do, but it doesn't matter. Oh. I need it to be bigger.
All right.
Okay, here we go. I want to let go of some pain and anger I've been dealing with for a little over a year. I got engaged in May of 2019 with a wedding planned for September of 2020. So that wasn't going to happen.
Right.
It was planned for an outdoor setting in the foothills of Northern California. We planned it far in advance so we could prepay for everything and be debt-free on our wedding day. I asked three of my oldest friends to be my bridesmaids. Two of them I've known since seventh grade. My matron of honor I've known for over 25 years. I'm 46, by the way. I started to struggle with one of the bridesmaids, not the maid of honor, pretty quickly. She's notoriously late, so we weren't shocked that she was late to a wedding dress shopping appointment I'd scheduled, but then she started insulting dresses I was trying, and in turn, insulting the designer and shop owner who was trying dresses on me. So she's being rude.
Right.
And she's late, and she's gonna be, that piece of shit! You look awful in that! God, who designed that? I can totally picture this. It's hard, and I'll tell you something. You go try on wedding dresses, it's a long, sweaty, frustrating process.
Well, I mean, look.
It's not fun.
They're not wetsuits, though. I mean, they are just...
It takes three people to get you into them, plus the undergarments that you wear on some of these things.
What?
I was fully trickling sweat.
Gross.
It was gross. And so I went one day, and the first dress I put on, I liked, and that's the one I bought.
Oh, there you go.
Because I tried on like six more, and none of them met, and I was like, I'm not doing this again. That first one, good enough.
Oh, boy.
This sucks, Beavis.
Well, there are people who like that. Look.
I suppose that is
example,
true.
You using that as an example isn't the best one because you're not.
I was always going to hate it.
Yeah. You don't like trying on any clothes.
You don't wear any dresses.
You're not a clothes person.
Oh, now, give me those scissors so I can cut my hair.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so she's insulting.
All right,
the,
so her person in her wedding party is being a bitch.
I finally snuck off with my mom and matron of honor and found the perfect dress in a more positive atmosphere. Cut to 1 week before my bridal shower, 2 months before the wedding. Which, by the way, this is all happening during COVID. So 2 months before her wedding would be July of 2020.
Okay.
Which was high time in COVID history. Mm-hmm. The notoriously late bridesmaid started sending me a message about changing the structure of the bridal shower, also scheduled for an outdoor setting, because of her extreme COVID fears. This went on for hours until I finally reached my limit and said, I'm done discussing it. The bridal shower is happening as planned. 2 days later, I got a message from both bridesmaids who did not discuss this with my mom, with my matron of honor, telling me I should consider postponing the wedding. I was told by Ms. Late to everything that vendors were being very understanding and flexible moving things around. I declined due to the fact that the wedding would be safe, outdoors, and on a date sentimental to me, and proceeded to plan the wedding without them due to support from some wonderful girlfriends who saved me from not only a breakdown, but a heartache I felt from what would turn out to be the loss of two very good friends. Oh, boy.
Mm-mm.
Crunch.
Let me ask you something, just from what you've heard so far. Is she a bridezilla? I mean, these were valid concerns that the friends were raising.
I do agree with the friends asking her to postpone. I also think, though, that you get down the... This is what I think about weddings in general. We went into ours planning to have a party with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up with a traditional wedding and the nowhere near the party that we discussed initially.
Right.
And it's because of the machine that's in place and the wheel that gets rolling and you've got to have and you need to do and this thing has to happen. And I think that, we do use the term bridezilla because this event in particular makes people crazy. And women in particular have a lot of preconceived ideas about what that day is going to be
like. This is what my wedding will be.
And so I think that, yeah, she probably should have listened to her friends. She probably is kind of bridezilla-ish. And yet, it's justifiable.
It's her wedding.
You are in the middle of COVID, but you've saved this money. You know it's going to be a thing. Oh, I hate it.
So here she goes on. Two other friends of mine stepped up and volunteered to take the place of my previous bridesmaids. In the meantime, Ms. Late to Everything, who was apparently angry that she didn't get me to change my mind and reschedule the wedding, proceeded to attempt to sabotage the wedding. She went as far as calling the venue owner, country property that belongs to a friend of mine, and asked if she was sure if she wanted such an event to take place during COVID. She called mutual friends to try and induce doubt and fear about attending my wedding. Every time details of these calls made their way to me, it was another stab in the back. Our one-year wedding anniversary passed over the weekend, and it has me reflecting and trying to figure out how I can let go of the pain. Ms. Late to Everything has no interest in ever resuming our friendship, it seems. I believe she owes me an apology. The last I heard, she will definitely not apologize and doesn't even admit to trying to sabotage my wedding. Now I know she's the lost cause, but I need some help figuring out how to move on. It's just hard to throw away a friendship of almost 35 years just because she's being stubborn and, in my opinion, jealous of the fact that I got married without her. Anything you could offer to help me move past my anger and sadness would be greatly appreciated. P.S. Ms. Late to Everything ended up getting COVID within months after my wedding anyway. And for the record, no illnesses were reported after my COVID-compliant outdoor wedding. This is just a classic case of someone just obsessing over, and fighting that mental fight. And I should have said, and if only this person had this, that, or the other thing. It makes me tired because I've done this, you know. You're just seething about something that, honestly, you can't change. You can't go back. And sometimes you have to let people go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's doing to you? It's making you write this diatribe to a radio station who's now calling you Bridezilla. You've accomplished.
We're not trying to call her Bridezilla, and I'm careful. I want to be careful about that. But for the record, in your friend's defense, which I know you don't want to hear,
mm-hmm.
the whole fucking world was telling you to not have that wedding.
Yep.
The whole fucking world. And you went ahead with it. So that's fine. It's your day. And you should write this person off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're clearly not meeting in the middle. Or...
But you did you against the wishes of the entire world.
Yes.
So keep doing you. Get on down the road. Go find some new friends. But your decision to stick with your plan no matter what, because this day is important to me. And I say that kind of jokingly, but that was your, you were rigid.
That's a wedding I wouldn't have gone to. I'll tell you that right now. As much as you might be my best friend and I love you, and I didn't go to, there were no graduations, there were no proms, there were no weddings, there was nothing. That was
right.
High times. That wasn't, oh, it's trickling off, people are vaccinated. No, that was the middle of it. If I'd had to travel anywhere, it wasn't going to happen. I mean, even now, I'm still like, I don't want to take the chance. I'm watching people who've been vaccinated get it and have horrible times.
Right.
Like, it's just not, it's not worth it. I'm sorry, but I actually think that you're wrong.
Well, I don't.
But I don't like the sabotage angle.
No.
Right.
I don't know. No, it doesn't. And I don't know how that played out. She may talk to those people naturally, and they may have had a natural conversation about, can you fucking believe they're still going to have this wedding?
Yes.
Right through the middle of all this shit?
Can you believe that everything is postponed? Everyone's working from home. Everybody's hurting. But she's got to have her wedding.
On her day.
On her
day. No matter what.
No matter what.
I'm not against you. I'm not for her. I know that just what I just said, my opinion sounded, but most people were with your friends.
Yeah.
And so you got your wedding day. And you have your new friends, the ones that stepped in and stepped up. Enjoy them and write these people off, because they probably have had to do the same thing about you from the other direction, which would be probably what I would do if a buddy of mine was like, I've got to do it this day, despite all the health warnings from every single
It sounds like it could have been handled better.
Scientists in America.
Rather than argue with you about your wedding day and your plans that you were making, maybe what you could have said is, I apologize profusely, but I'm not going to be able to participate in your wedding because COVID mandates are saying that I can't go to gatherings of more than this many people. And I get that you're doing it outdoors. I'm simply not comfortable. Please forgive me, but I can't. But I'm not going to do it. Rather than you got to postpone it. You got to, you know, maybe everybody handled it wrong. And I would love to hear from other people who either canceled or went ahead with. I mean, please, Bryn@RadioAlice.com, your thoughts on this person. You know, she's probably an extremely lovely, she's an Alice listener. She's amazing.
I'm sure she's fine, but here's what I would say. Like, you can write this friend of 35 years off, but in everyone's defense, including hers, nobody has experience with pandemics. Nobody's ever gone through anything like this. We don't all have the answers. We've had different things come up in our lives repeatedly, and everybody's doing the best they can.
Yep.
In my opinion, trying to figure out how to get through things, whether it's my kid caught a cold and now I'm being called back into the station. What do I do? Can I go to work with my friends and do my show the way I normally would, or do I have to stop all progress because this kid may have caught a cold that might be COVID or may not?
Right.
These are the decisions everyone's dealing with every day. Does my kid go to school because she's got a sniffle? I don't know. Does she? I can't. Right. I really need her out of the house because I have, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not talking about me. I'm saying everybody is dealing with these different big deals, and you dealt with yours and you did you.
Yeah.
But I do think that your friend of 35 years was probably doing the best she could to be there for you, but also dealing with the fact that she was completely against being there.
For a good reason.
And so
you both have some decent footing.
Right. So
she,
I would say,
I think she has better footing than you do.
I don't know about that. I mean, how often do you see somebody ask you to reschedule their wedding for any reason? Whether it's COVID or anything else, if they have a plan, you can just say, I simply can't make it.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
I think she could have handled it.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Friends of 35 years usually don't edit the way a friend of a year or two does. So I'm assuming she thought they were on a
close enough
a friendship level that she could say what she really felt.
Yep.
And not soften it up.
Right.
So look, I think the only way you're going to get this friendship back is hearing this show and thinking about what your part in this was. And going to her and saying, I'd like to meet you in the middle. I could have done a better job the way, you know, that's the way you put that together.
Right.
There's no way you put it together with she either apologizes or we're through.
Yeah, that's
you're not going to get
you're
that.
Through. Then, and if that's where you're at, then you're through.
So if you can't call this person and say, I have a part in what has driven between us, and I need to apologize for clean up my side of the street.
I was stubborn, and I was unwilling to hear what other people's concerns were.
I was carrying however many years of baggage into that wedding planning that I had, which is all the princess dreams or whatever they are.
All the money I put down.
All the money, and there's pressure. I get it. So you carried all that into it, and what you wanted was a yes man. And you didn't... Sorry.
And she wasn't a yes
a
man
A yes
for
person.
You. A yes person, sure.
Mm-hmm. A yes they.
A yes they.
A yes they. So, you know, I get it. I get where you're coming from. She made it harder, not easier. But she was probably hoping that you'd postpone and that you guys could all go do this.
She wanted to be with you.
In a less strict environment.
Right.
Because what do people really want to do on their wedding days? And I think... is get fucked up and dance.
Have fun with their friends and family.
Right.
I none of this excuses that horrible behavior at the bridal shop, though. I'll tell you that now. What a bitch.
No.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. Vinny, give me the magic words, and everybody have a great weekend.
The end.